Peoria Public Schools will begin to teach high school students about LGBTQ figures in U.S. history.
The idea is you're having a normal history class, and you just happen to hear that these people in our history that were prominent members of those that we already learn about in school happen to have been gay.
That's Derek Kimmler of Central Illinois Friends. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Thursday, October 29th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The governing body for high school sports in Illinois is defying Governor J.B. Pritzker's order to put all winter sports on hold. Eric Stock reports the Illinois High School Association decided basketball will go on as scheduled starting in late November.
IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the association's committee of doctors, trainers, and school officials believe basketball can be played with limited risk of COVID spread based on what they've seen in fall sports played in neighboring states.
And I think our board just reached the point to say, hey, you know, we really need this to give this a try for our students.
The IHSA's announcement came a day after the state moved basketball into a high-risk category for COVID infection, citing a resurgence of the coronavirus in Illinois. The IHSA says it was blindsided by the move.
We don't want to be adversarial with the governor's office over with IDPH. We'll continue to communicate with them as we have way back into the summer. But with the board's action, it has us going obviously in a different direction, which we hope will be the betterment for our students and for our schools.
Governor J.B. Pritzker warned that schools going ahead with the basketball may face legal consequences.
We've told school districts what the rules are, and I think they all know. IHSA may have their views of it, but school districts know what the rules are, and I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, but they would be probably taking on legal liability.
Players and coaches would wear masks and socially distance on the bench. For now, the IHSA will stick with the state's gathering restriction of 50 people, so that means no fans. I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria businesses negatively impacted by COVID-19 can now apply for a slice of $1.2 million in business interruption grants. District 3 Councilman Tim Riggenbach will seek a fourth term on the Peoria City Council, and Paradise Hotel and Casino's parent company is keeping an eye on the state's COVID situation. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. In compliance with a state law requiring inclusive history lesson plans, Peoria Public Schools will begin using the Legacy Project curriculum for high schools next spring. The free curriculum developed in Chicago will teach students about LGBTQ figures in U.S. history. Derek Kimmler is executive director of Central Illinois Friends and serves on the district's implementation committee. He tells reporter Joe Deacon, learning about LGBTQ history is critical to development.
It's always been important to learn about identity of those who have helped us along our way. I mean, you think back and through history about, you know, we know things about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Martin Luther King Jr. We know about their personal lives, and those kind of things that make them human is what helps us connect to those individuals. And, you know, when young girls can learn about women who did amazing things in their history, it gives them a sense of identity that they can do that as well. And when young boys and see what men have done that look like them and come from the same places they come from, they feel like they can do that too. There's a connection. And that is true of LGBTQ individuals. You know, it helps us realize that, hey, this isn't new. This isn't just come up. We've always been transgender. We've always been gay. We've always been lesbian. We've all been bisexual. This has always been part of our history. And to get that sense of identity helps our younger LGBTQ individuals understand that they aren't wrong and that they're not bad people and that they can do good things.
What is the Legacy Project curriculum and what benefits does it offer?
The Legacy Project curriculum is, I think, it's a great curriculum. It's amazing because parents can use it. Any adult can use it. it's an online free platform that helps you basically search kind of in a Google-esque form. And what's nice about it is there's multiple different levels. And levels one may be for elementary, and it's just simply like, hey, did you know George Washington Carver was gay? All the way up to the social justice piece of that, which could be something that people in high school learn about.
What was the selection and implementation process used by Peoria Public Schools in choosing the Legacy Project?
This is a mandate from the state of Illinois. And so the district had to move on this and move on this quickly to be able to do what the state of Illinois was asking of them. And the idea is a two-pronged approach. One is to implement the curriculum to our teachers, but also to provide the safe zone training to our board and the teachers within the system in order to provide a comprehensive evidence-based curriculum that we're talking about to students, but yet to still be able to answer the questions that the students may have. Keep in mind, the whole idea of this curriculum isn't to go, okay, and on this month, we have LGBTQ Awareness Month, and or this week, we're going to talk to you about our LGBTQ community members. The idea is you're having a normal history class, and you just happen to hear that these people in our history that were prominent members of those that we already learn about in school happen to have been gay and lesbians, transgender, bisexual, asexual, intersex, and so on.
How does learning about LGBTQ figures in American history improve or enhance students' educational experience?
So in terms of just education experience, I don't know if it enhances their education, but what it does enhance is their overall well-being and our overall community's well-being. And for all of those that are skeptic and want to think that, well, if we teach them this, then you're going to have more kids and become gay and all of this, that they've also learned that that's not true. You know, you're born LGBTQ, and ironically enough, learning about it doesn't make you LGBTQ+.
That's Derek Kimmler of Central Illinois Friends talking to Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, as previously reported on WCBU, the city of Peoria is joining forces with Peoria County to form a new Joint Commission on Racial Justice for the community in the wake of George Floyd's killing. The Joint Committee will be officially formed this evening at 6 at Manuel High School. This meeting can be viewed on the city's YouTube channel, and you can expect to find more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.